Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today as we continue our series on living a life without limitations. Wow, that's what God has called us to. Those of us who are followers of Christ, He has called us to a life without limitations. There are so many passages related to this in Scripture. Luke 1:38, for with God nothing will be impossible. Matthew 17:20, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible to you. Philippians 4:13, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who empowers me. 1 John 4:4, greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Yes, God has called us to a life without limitations. You know, I think it was on Wednesday. Yesterday, I was telling you about that incredible story of my dad, how he was launched into the ministry, taking the limits off God and himself. The day before that, you know, we were talking about Gideon. And we didn't finish the story of Gideon, but we're going to finish it today because there is a powerful story there about taking the limits off God and about the kind of situation and people where God releases His limitless power. And so after Gideon responded to God in obedience and said, yes, I will do it. Then he sounded the trumpet. He began to call Israel together, began to call together an army. And very soon he had an army of 32,000 Israelis. Well, now the problem was there were 135,000 Midianite soldiers that they were going to have to face. And so God said to Gideon, now this is, you know, in the natural, this sounds strange, but this is a principle that if we are going to live a life without limitations, this is a principle that we have to understand. This is a principle by which God works. And so the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. God, we're outnumbered 4-1. They've got 135,000. We've got 32,000. And you say we've got too many? Why is that? Well, here's what God said. Listen to this. The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim victory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now, when the Bible talks about the hand in Scripture, when it uses it symbolically, it's talking about the ability or power. And so God said, I can't afford to give you victory with this many people, Gideon, because they are going to think it was their own hand, it was their own ability, their own power, their own strength, their own wisdom. And they're going to claim victory for themselves against me. So I can't afford to give you victory. You're going to have to pare down, prune down, Gideon. So God said, tell everyone who's afraid to go home. So Gideon made the announcement, anyone who is afraid, go ahead and go home. You should have seen the cloud of dust as 22,000 departed, leaving Gideon now with only 10,000 to face 135,000. He's now outnumbered approximately 14-1. God, however, said to Gideon, hey, you're still too strong. You've still got too many. Even outnumbered 4-1, if I give you victory over the Midianites, the people are going to be all puffed up with pride. They're going to think that they are the ones that won the victory. And they're going to be so full of themselves. I can't afford to do it, Gideon. We're going to have to prune down some more. So God gave them another test to prune down. And I believe that it has to do with vigilance. He had them to come down and drink. And what it seems is that there was a separation depending on how they drunk. And it seems that some, they just got down on their knees and put their face down in the water and drunk. But it seems that some, they just knelt on their knees or a knee and they scooped the water up in their hands and drank, which was a sign of vigilance. In other words, they would not have to take off their armor. They would not have to lay down their weapon. They could be looking around while they are scooping up the water and drinking. They are alert. They are vigilant. And so God said, the ones that got down on their knees and put their face in the water and drank said, send them home. Another 9,700 departed. And now Gideon has 300 people left to go up against 135,000. He's outnumbered approximately 140-1. For every one soldier he's got, the enemy's got 140. So now God says, okay, these are the kind of odds, Gideon. Now, when I give you victory, you're going to know that it was God. You're going to know it was me that gave you the victory. Wow. And so he sent them out. And God did give them a resounding, incredible victory over the Midianites with Gideon and his 300 men. Now, this is the principle. God chooses those who realize how much they need him. Those who recognize the weakness of their own humanity, of their own flesh. I have no question that that's why he chose Gideon. Because Gideon was aware of his own insignificance and his own human inability. And so God knew that Gideon would have to lean hard on him. And so this is a divine principle. God chooses those who realize how much they need him and know that they cannot trust in the flesh. They cannot trust in their own human strength and abilities. So we too, if we're going to live this life without limitations, we must realize how insufficient we are in ourselves and how much we need God to fill every corner and crevice of our lives. We too must become weak in ourselves so that he can show himself mighty and strong through us. God reduced Gideon's army from 32,000 to 300 so that he could show forth his limitless power in their midst and bring glory and honor to his own name. There's a passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, where Paul said, not that we... Now, this is the same Paul who said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, Paul knew that his life was without limitations, but it wasn't because of Paul. It was because of Christ, and he had learned to trust completely in Christ, in him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, Paul said, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to think anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Wow. You know, there's another passage. I'll go ahead and we'll squeeze it in here in closing. Paul mentions this same principle in 2 Corinthians. I believe it is chapter 12. I'm turning over there in my Bible now. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And he said this. And he said to me, talking about the Lord said to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. The word strength there is also the Greek word dunamis, which means power. And God gave Paul personally this principle. He said, Paul was concerned about a weakness that he had, a debilitating situation that he felt was unpleasant and holding him back. And he was asking God to remove it. And God said to him, Paul, here's a principle I want you to understand. My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is maximized in your weakness. In other words, when God has a job for someone to do, he doesn't call the person whose response is, oh yeah, God, I can do that. Not a problem. I was wondering when you would realize, God, that I was the one for that job. No, no, no. Those are the people God doesn't call. He calls the person whose response is like Mary. How can this be? Whose response is like Gideon. You got to be kidding, God. Look how insignificant and weak and small I am. Or like my dad. You know, how can this be? But then God says, yeah, you're going to have to trust me completely. You realize how weak you are in your flesh. And so you're going to have to trust completely in me. Paul, my power is maximized in weakness. You see, I told that story of my dad yesterday because my dad was not a politician. If he had been, I guess he could have gone around and talked to people and tried to convince people that he was qualified to be the pastor. No, 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 no. He did not have that kind of confidence in his own flesh. He turned to God, trusted God. In his weakness, he leaned hard on God. And God unleashed his limitless power. Oh, my friend, lean hard on Jesus today. In your weakness, turn to him with all of your heart. He too, as he said to Paul, his grace is sufficient for you, and his power will become maximized in your weakness, and you will live that life without limitations. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Oh, I know God's speaking to somebody today. Oh, I hope you'll be in touch with me. If these are being a blessing to you, let me know. Go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. There's a place there, very convenient. You can click on it, send me an email. If God stirs your heart to give an offering for the support of our ministry based here in Grapevine, Texas, then there is also a donate button there on my website. But you will also find articles, a bookstore, and many things that will bless you. And I would love to hear from you if these episodes, if this podcast is being a blessing to you. My email is Dr. Eddie Hyatt at gmail.com. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Awakening Podcast.